Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'll tell you what. Happy Resurrection Sunday morning. Amen? Amen. You know what? It's more than just Easter. Praise God. That's what we say it is. But praise God. It's whenever He arose from the tomb. And I want to talk a little bit about that this morning. If you would turn to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, if you would. Sean touched on it a little bit this morning, but I'm going to go a little bit farther down into Scripture. I'm going to begin with the 17th verse. Matter of fact, I'm just going to read the 17th verse. That's all I'm going to go. That's where my Scripture is going to be from this morning. And I want you to understand this, because these words, no truer words have ever been said than what was said right here. 1 Corinthians 15, 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. And let me say that again, because it's so important on this morning. It says, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and ye are yet in your sins. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I want to thank you, Father, for the songs, Lord. I want to thank you, Father, for all that we've heard in teaching and the messages this morning, the testimonies, Lord, from the sunrise service on right on down, Lord. I want to thank you for all of it, Lord. I want to thank you for every soul that's here this morning, Lord. We want to thank you, Father, for them, Lord. We pray, Father, that you would open their hearts and their minds, Lord. But, Father, most of all, I want to thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died upon that cross, Lord. And, Father, that, Lord, that he is again now, he is risen today, Lord. We know that. And, Father, that he sits at your right hand this morning, Lord. And we pray, Father, that, Lord, that your Father, that, Lord, the message would go out, Lord, that all over the world today, Lord, that he is alive. And we give him the praise for it all. And amen. You know, when we celebrate today, the most important date in human history, bar none. I want to say that this morning. We celebrate today the most important date in human history. It's on this Resurrection Sunday that we celebrate hope for every individual. I had my daughter sing Warn, and you know, there's lots of people who are hurting. There's lots of people who you know what, maybe they're here in church this morning, and maybe they don't feel like celebrating the way that maybe some of us do. But I'm here to tell you this morning, because of Resurrection Sunday, because of Easter morning, you have hope this morning. I have hope this morning. We have that hope in our... You see, it's not merely that Jesus died of crucifixion. It's not just that. You know, at that time, the Romans crucified a lot of different people. Do you realize that? There was a lot of people who had died upon the cross of crucifixion at that time. In 1 year alone, it was stated in history that the Romans crucified 3,600 people. They said that they crucified so many people that they ran out of wood, and they couldn't find enough wood to crucify all that they wanted to crucify. I'm here to tell you, though, praise God, it was not the fact that just that one man died. You know what? Many died that horrible death. It wasn't the fact that he died a martyr either. Do we understand that this morning? For down through history, there have been many who have died as martyrs. Many have died as martyrs. I look at Martin Luther King. He died as a martyr. But praise God, we celebrate this morning because of Jesus Christ, who is the one and only and true Son of the living God. That's why we celebrate this morning. I'm here to tell you this morning, I believe that that tomb stood empty. And I believe, you know what, I don't know if they put some other body in somewhere down the road, but I believe, you know what, Jesus Christ is not in no grave anywhere this morning. He's not. He's not, he is alive. That's hard for the world to comprehend. And Jesus Christ had risen from the dead on this morning. And praise God, he is not dead anywhere. He's still alive. And I am thankful this morning. Amen. Jesus said himself, the resurrection would be the single greatest event in mankind's history. And when he told the Pharisees asked him for a sign. He said this in Matthew 12:37. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered and saying, Master, we should see a sign from thee. Let me stop right there. I hope that you're not wanting to see a sign this morning to know if Jesus is really real this morning or if he is really alive this morning. Listen to me. You know what? The sign that is there is, praise God, you see the testimonies of those whose lives have been changed this morning. That is the sign that you can look for. I'll tell you, because believe me, I have seen many lives change because of Resurrection Sunday morning one time. I've seen many lives changed. And you say, well, how do you know it wasn't just a change in your thoughts? No, it's more than just a change in your thoughts and a change in the way you do it. It goes much deeper than that. Brothers, it is a change of your heart. I tell you, that's the only thing. But anyway, you know what? And they said they would see a sign from thee. For as Jonah, and Jesus told him, for as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Praise God. You know what? There's many things about where he went and what he did during those 3 days. But praise God, I believe he was in there on that third day. He rose up. He might have went down and preached to those who were in prison. I don't know. But praise God, this morning, he is alive this morning. And I am thankful that he is there this morning. If it had not been for the resurrection, the ministry of Jesus would have ended the moment that he died on the cross. Amen? His claims would have been ignored. They would have been totally ignored. If he wasn't who he said he was, if he did not rise from the dead on Easter morning, everything we might have just shut the churches up and went away, because none of it would have been worth anything. He would have been merely another religious martyr. That's all he would have been down through history. And you can tell you, as they were mentioned here this morning, when they were talking about Muhammad, as they talked about Buddha, he would have just been one of those many that, you know what, that have died and they're in a grave somewhere. But praise God, our Lord's not there. This morning we welcome you to celebrate the cornerstone of Christianity with us this morning. And that is the very heart of our faith. You know what they can do? They can say a lot of things. And there's some things out there, brothers and sisters, you know what, that we cannot argue with. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in a lot of different things. But praise God, you know what? If we do not believe that he rose from the dead, praise God, that is the heart of every Christian's faith this morning. If it never happened, Christianity is no more than mythology. If it never happened, but praise God, I'm here to tell you, what happened to me one time, Bev, was not mythology. Amen? Whenever he saved me was not mythology. I might have had my doubts that night, Greg, before he saved me. I have no doubts today. None whatsoever. And if you've ever met him as your Savior, there will be no doubt in your mind that he is alive today. There'd be no doubt in your mind when he said, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and ye are yet in your sins. Listen to me. If he had not done what he said he was going to do, our faith, what are we doing here this morning? If he is not risen, why are we exercising our faith this morning if he is not risen? People have tried to explain it away. Even to this day, they say, just like they did in Matthew 28 and 11. And I believe it's important that we read this. Matthew 28, 11 through 15 tells us this. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and shewed themselves unto the chief priests, all things that were done. And when they assembled, and when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, his disciples came by night and stole him away while he slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, he will persuade him and secure him. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. Now let me tell you something. Let's just use some common sense here when it comes to how Jesus Christ and what they're trying to say there. First off, as well as you most know, the stone that was rolled in front of Jesus Christ's tomb weighed almost 2 tons. That's 4,000 pounds of stone that was rolled in front of it. Secondly, it was guarded by a Roman soldier. It tells us that in Matthew 27, 66. And let me tell you what this consists of. A Roman guard would not sit down, or they would not lean against anything. There were 16 of them. Did you know that? 16 of them were set up as guards. They were a foot apart. That's how they stood, a foot apart. That's what a Roman guards did as they watched over the tomb of Jesus Christ. There were 16 of them. If they would fall asleep, they would be beaten and burned. If they would fall asleep, And it said, and not only them, but anybody else who was with them in their guard would be beaten and burned to death as well. Did you know that? Listen, they were human fighting machines. And thirdly, the Roman seal was placed on the stone. What they did, they took a cord and wrapped it around the stone in front of the tomb, and then put wax around it, and then they sealed it. And whenever they did that, this showed that the Roman government said that there was somebody in there and that you were not allowed to get into that tomb. Now listen, and so they say that somebody came by night and stole the body of Jesus. Listen to me. The disciples would have had to overpower armed soldiers, roll away a 2-ton boulder, and dispose of his body, manufacture a story, and then be willing to die for that story. If you had made a lie up, and tried to tell and go with this thing, and then they were going to kill you and kill your family, don't you think someone would have spilt the beans somewhere down the road? Exactly. I'm here to tell you tonight, no, it wasn't. The angel of the Lord came and there was an earthquake and they rolled the stone away. And praise God, Jesus Christ arose up out of the tomb. He arose up out of it. And praise God, it talks about his linen laying there. It was laying just like he laid his body. Oh, one other thing. Whenever they put him in the tomb, they put 100 pounds of spices on him, as what they had said they did at that time. They had put 100 pounds of spices on his body, right, whenever they put him into the grave. Now listen to me. Now listen, all this stuff, and they're trying to say that somebody came and stole his body. I'm here to tell you this morning, they didn't come and steal his body. God is the one who raised his only begotten son from the dead. I'm here to tell you this morning, there's no way. If the world tries to tell you that it was made up, do you not think somewhere along the lines, this big lie, especially back then. And one of the things that Sean mentioned this morning, and it was part of this morning, they were seen of over 500 people, sometimes more than once. Jesus was seen of them during his 40 days here on this earth before he arose up into heaven. I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me, there's proof positive that Jesus Christ is still alive today. Proof positive. I have no doubts. I felt it back in October of 1974. I knew he was alive. I knew he was. And that's the biggest proof that I've ever had. And I'm here to tell you, if you've known him, if you know him, you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is lived. He lives today. He has written that tomb is empty. I've said this and I believe this. I would love to go to Israel sometime. I would love to go over and see everything just for the sake of matching it up with the Bible. But I do not have to see that tomb to know Jesus is alive, that he's not there. I don't have to see that. I don't have to. And I'm here to tell you this morning, you do not have to see it. As the scripture was said this morning, more blessed is them that believe and have not seen than are them that did see it in the flesh. Why? Because of our faith. That's why. Early Christians did not believe Jesus had risen. They didn't believe that Jesus had risen from the tomb. You know why? Because they didn't believe it just because of hearsay. They seen him. They had seen him, like Sean had said. That was proof positive to them that he was alive. Acts 1:3, and I think it's already been read this morning, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And Peter put it this way in 2 Peter 1:16, for we have not followed cunning devised fables when we made known unto you the powers of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses to his majesty. I've told you this, that it's not fairy tales, folks. It's not a fable. It's not something that people just made up for the sake of making it up. He said, and Peter said, they were not fables, were not fairy tales, more or less, that he did live because Peter seen him. Peter had actually seen him, the resurrected Lord. He had seen him. And praise God this morning. I tell you what, that's why I believe more than anything. You know what? Whenever people try to downplay this and say that it's not real, listen to me. It is truly real this morning. What motivated him? Let me ask you this. Do you think they were motivated to lie because of money, for power, for fame? I don't think so. I don't think so. Not for what all they went through and what all they suffered. You know what? Let me tell you what some of these apostles went through. And you can find this, I believe, in the Book of Martyrs. Matthew was killed in Ethiopia. Mark was dragged through the streets until he was dead. It said Peter, Simon, Andrew, and Philip were crucified. And James was beheaded. Bartholomew was filleted like a fish. Thomas was pierced through with lances. James, the less, was thrown from the temple and stoned to death. Jude was shot to death with arrows. Paul was boiled in oil, and then he was beheaded. Now let me ask you something. If you were backing up a lie, would you let yourself or anyone else you love go through that? No way. It was real, folks. It was real. They have stories of Christian families as they would take their kids and get ready to kill them. And the mom and dad would be yelling at the kids, "Do not deny Jesus Christ. Do not deny Him." Would you let your family die for a lie, for something that's not true? No, because they knew that it was real. They knew that that tomb was empty. They knew that it was real. I'm here to tell you this morning, it is true, it is real, it is faithful. Praise God. The empty tomb. What's it mean to us, brothers and sisters? It means everything to us this morning as Christians. It should mean everything to you this morning. Now let me ask you something. If you're here this morning and you do not know Jesus, if maybe you're wavering on the fact that maybe you think, am I for sure? Am I saved? For sure? Is everything right with me? I'm here to tell you this morning, you can be assured this morning. What better day? What better day than on the day that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ than to come and give your life to Him? Let the Holy Spirit flood your soul. Let it flood your soul. Let it come into your life and let it guide and direct you every day. For that's the way that the Spirit does it. You know what? As they said, as it said in Acts here, he said, whenever Jesus went away, he said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send you a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we believe you receive the Holy Spirit the moment that you get saved. We believe that. And I believe that Holy Spirit will go with you. It'll guide you and direct you as you walk this Christian life. It'll do that for you. I believe that. And I'll tell you what, the Bible will back me up on that. And I pray this morning, if you do not know that this morning, as they come and get a song this morning,